We was wrong. And I don't give a fuck what nobody say. We was in this bitch. No, not me. But I'm going to say we just because it was men, mostly. We were saying that Keke Palmer was ruining her life and her happy home. She was pushing away a good nigga in a good family to be a whore with Usher. Just to find out this bitch is ducking and dodging punches from this light-skinned nigga. Y'all gotta apologize to Keke Palmer, bro. Y'all got to say y'all sorry. Y'all got to. Because we was wrong, all right? This bitch was having a terrible fucking time in her life with this nigga who was probably verbally and physically and emotionally abusive, and now it's guaranteed proof that he was at least physically abusive. Most of the time with a nigga beating your ass physically, he not just beating your ass physically, he probably beating your ass emotionally and spiritually too. So think about it. What if he couldn't punch the fuck out of motherfucking Keke Palmer for the outfit like he probably wanted to? So he got on social media and tried to get y'all to punch the fuck out of her with public opinion. Y'all to punch on her with y'all motherfucking negativity and to try to fuck up her brand and her business and shit. You see what I'm saying? Saying she's an unfit mother. That sounds like some gaslighting ass shit the more you fucking think about it. And we was wrong. And we was wrong, bro. It was niggas on this bitch for every nigga that said she was ruining a happy home, bro. We was wrong. It's fuck. I didn't say that shit. But I'm saying we as in for men. We was wrong as fuck. And can't nobody tell me otherwise. Can't nobody tell me we didn't fuck up. Well, the ones that did. They fucked up, bro. That shit, wow. We was in this bitch going crazy on this whole. It was like, God damn. I'm going to say we again. I did not do this. If y'all watch my original episode on this, I, Anthony, had already thought that the nigga was kind of a weirdo and on some crazy shit. But now that so many men have went out the window, I got to speak for all men now. And that's sad. So where's the think pieces in the pictures of this nigga beating this bitch up? Every single other post for you niggas for about a week was a new picture of Keke Palmer and how she was a bad mother and how that nigga was probably just hurt and emotional and he couldn't properly express his emotions, and this is why men don't love themselves and this is why men don't express their emotions. You see what I'm saying? You still don't know the real you taking the woman's side. I do know that there is a restraining order.
There's video
footage of him punching the fuck out her. So how do you, she did not touch him. And at that time, she didn't say nothing to him. She was actually trying to leave.
He was in her house, unwelcome.
She was trying to leave. You can't do that. You have to let other people have their opinions, regardless of if you disagree with them or not. Regardless. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
So you can't say we don't know the other, we don't know the real. What I do know is,
you knew she was ruining her family.
Hold on, I got one. Uh-huh. Tremaine Keller, I will ask you one question. Would you push your baby mama down while she has your newborn in her hands? Would you push your baby mama on the ground while she has her newborn in her hands? If you answer no, is there any words a woman can say to you that would make you push her down while she was holding your newborn? That's my only question. I'm not saying that there aren't two sides. Of course, there's two sides to everything. But sometimes the other side is that bitch is ducking and dodging punches and shit. And that's the only other side. Sometimes it's just that's the side. This nigga may, they may get into arguments that regular people would just talk about. And this nigga's punching and swinging and shit. This nigga's crying and bitching and shit. I was already saying the nigga was acting like a bitch on social media before I talked about him maybe trying to get his emotions out there, which both of those things could have been true. But now you do not have as much of a leg to stand on when you are pushing your baby mama down with the newborn and you punching her. I feel like he would. He trying to find fault in that woman instead of hold that man accountable. That's the world we live in. Thank you. Okay. That's all I'm saying. That's unfair. And when bitches do some do wild shit, I be on this hoe. I be on this hoe talking that shit. But the most, but a lot of these recent situations, niggas been like, Anthony, you done changed. Pimp talk a little different. You starting to take the woman's side more on certain situations. Well, it's crazy that it comes to find out that Megan Thee Stallion actually did get shot and now a nigga in jail. Niggas is out here drugging bitches. So when Cardi B came out and was like, I'm drugging niggas, y'all didn't have a leg to stand on. I was saying Keke Palmer baby daddy was acting a little weird, acting kind of like a bitch. Now it comes out that he's been beating on his hoe. Sometimes women be right, bro. Sometimes you gotta listen. Yes, they be wrong as fuck. Yes, they be emotional as fuck. Yes, they be taking shit to the extreme as fuck. Does that not mean that sometimes they don't be right? You niggas tried to make it seem as though Megan Thee Stallion didn't get shot because she didn't want the world to know that she was fucking a short, delusional, motherfucking crazy-ass leprechaun nigga. And now that it's out that she was fucking a leprechaun nigga, exactly what she didn't want to happen, happened. We make fun of her for fucking a leprechaun. That's why she didn't want us to know. Because she was making bad decisions with that vagina. And just because you have millions of dollars does not mean that you do not have bad pussy management as a young woman. Young women have bad pussy management sometimes. Sometimes it takes young women two or three bad niggas for them to realize that I don't like these type of niggas. You stupid motherfuckers got four baby mamas before you realized what type of bitch y'all didn't like. Let's be real. Let's be real. Do you know how many holes I went through before I figured out what type of women I like? I'm married now. I wouldn't be married if I just assumed that I knew what the fuck was up and I didn't go through trial and error. Bad pussy management is something that people will have every once in a while. That ain't that big a deal. Hold up. Tori was hitting a Kardashian too though, right? Give him his credit. That's a part of her having bad pussy management. She's fucking with a nigga who's fucking with multiple celebrity bitches. That does not mean that he was not out here fucking hoes. That's cool. I used to give Tory Lanez a whole bunch of credit until I found out he was shooting bitches. You can't be out here shooting bitches. You just can't be out here shooting them. That's not, come on, bro. You can't be out here shooting bitches. I love Tory Lanez's music. I do. I thought he was one of the most artistic niggas out. And that shit makes me sad. Because I can't listen to his music the same because he's shooting bitches and shit. You know what I mean? At least Young Thug just, you know, selling a little drugs, doing a little racketeering. You see what I'm saying? He just has a little conglomerate that was running half of Atlanta. That's not that big a deal. I can still listen to Young Thug. He ain't doing nothing. He's just poisoning a population of people with cocaine and other drugs, you know. That's not as... That Young Thug should be hit. I don't give a fuck. Young Thug fire, okay? I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Fuck that, okay? It was just a little drugs. You didn't have to buy the drugs. You chose to buy the drugs. Megan Thee Stallion didn't choose to get shot. I can listen to Young Thug because he just selling shit that people are buying. That's not the same. Allegedly. Because Young Thug is, I really want to say he's innocent. There's a very large compounding amount of evidence, like daily, that he's not. He feels he's innocent to me because who raps about the exact things that they're doing in their crimes? Nobody would do that, right? You fucking idiot. God damn it. We ain't gonna have no more Young Thug music because this nigga want to live his music. That's what the fuck y'all get. Stop telling niggas to live their music. Tory Lanez was talking about beating bitches. Now he living it. Motherfucking Young Thug was talking about selling drugs. Young Thug was talking about selling drugs, god damn it. And now he going to jail living his music. Y'all really, like, I need y'all motherfuckers to explain to me how we was wrong about this Keke Palmer shit. We was wrong. L.A. Cruz, I'll fuck with your perspective on this. I'm just confused with all this women empowerment and women having the social floor right now. I just wonder why the fuck Keke held the info about him abusing her. Because she loved him and forgave him for the times prior. Then he continued to do it even after she took him back. Think about what kind of piece of shit nigga you gotta be for not only your bitch to be making you more popular socially, giving you a fucking job, giving you a platform, giving you a child, paying your bills, and you still beating this bitch up. You still swinging on this bitch. You still fighting on the hoe. How? LA Cruz. Well, this is a response to L.A. Cruz. A lot of women do protect their abusers. Some women do it for years. Megan Thee Stallion is on record lying to defend Tory Lanez. It is on record on a police report that Megan Thee Stallion lied to defend Tory Lanez and keep him out of jail initially. Fact. Now, you do realize that she only stressed the fact that she was shot after he made music about him shooting her. He came out with a mixtape about him shooting her. Then she went to the police. The second time. Yes. So yes. The people that are being abused always defend their abusers if they plan on taking them back. If they have to take them back. If they want to take them back. Keke Palmer was taking pictures with this nigga 2 days after he called her an unfit mother. And bitched for hours on social media and got you niggas to bitch for days. She defended him. And what did he do to thank her for defending him? Beat the fuck out of her again. Push her down with her child in her hand again. Swing on her again. Physically abuse, assaulting her again. We was wrong. We was wrong, fellas.
Don't forget to talk about the fact that he hit her in the back of the head after being rough with the child because he couldn't change the baby's diaper. So she's
say that one again. Say that one again. Say that one louder. I want to hear that one again.
The fact that he hit her in the back of the head because she was scared for her child because he could not change his diaper without getting rough. So he got frustrated. She took the baby. First, it was a tug of war. Then as he was walking out the room, he hit her in the back of the head. Punched her, not hit her. Punched her in the back of the head. While she's changing the baby's diaper. Let's not forget about that one. Roll this while I finish making the kids breakfast. Daddy.
Lock his ass up. Lock his ass up. Lock him up. Lock his ass up. Send him to jail. Send him to jail. I don't want to hear nothing else. Lock him up. You punching Akilah in the B? In the back of the head? You punching Akilah in the B in the back of the head? You punching Akilah in the B in the back of the That's Kiki fucking Palmer! You bitch ass nigga! You whore ass nigga, not Kiki! And it's crazy how everybody's sad for Kiki Palmer, but you bitch ass niggas was not upset for Suki Hana when that nigga damn near assaulted her in public. That's crazy. Is it because y'all think Kiki Palmer attractive and y'all don't think Suki Hana attractive? Or is it because Kiki Palmer has not expressed as much whole behavior as y'all feel like Suki Hana has expressed? Because I do want to ask that question too. Because what if Suki Hana was nervous that what if I slapped this nigga after he kissed me in my motherfucking mouth, I get punched in my fucking face, and like, that's a grown ass man, I can't beat him up. Which, Suki Hana probably could beat up YK Osiris, but that's a different conversation. That's a different conversation. Y'all was defending the nigga that punched the Akilah in the B in the face. Nigga, it's because Kiki Palmer won a spelling bee. She won like 7 of them hoes. Don't disrespect motherfucking Kiki Palmer. She won multiple spelling bees. Okay? Multiple. Yeah, I did just say it. It's because Suki Hana has expressed more hoe behavior in y'all minds, air quotes, motherfucking end quote, quotation, quote, 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 because that shit's dumb as fuck. I am going to say it in quotes, because what the fuck does that mean? Because Suki Hana, a hoe, she damn near have some weird shit happen and y'all don't want to defend her. Akilah in the B is Akilah in the B. So, Kiki Palmer ain't did shit that nobody but smile at some motherfucking music that Usher was singing, and y'all wasn't ready to defend her either. So do you get defended not being a hoe? You don't. Kiki Palmer ain't no hoe. She ain't never known to be no hoe. She ain't been never known to be no type of negative. It actually was crazy because when she was saying Trey Songz was doing weird shit, y'all thought she was lying. Now Trey Songz got multiple sexual assault allegations. She was telling the truth too. Maybe we need to listen to women sometimes. Yes, women be lying and shit and gaslighting and shit, but not all of them and not all the time. Fuck. That shit crazy how many women is... This shit is happening in front of our faces.
I'm reading some of the comments. Nah, it's definitely because Suki Hana is promiscuous. YK tried because he may have heard of other celebrities she been with, but it don't make it right. Facts. Suki was egging that man on before he did it. I wasn't on her side myself. I think he thought she was playing, flirting. That is her brand. You got to know who you're dealing with. Nah, not that. It's just that we don't give a fuck about Suki Hana. We should give a fuck about all black women. We should give a fuck about all black women, regardless. Ruby Black, she definitely was flirting. He just took it too far. Exactly. Words are words. Words are words. I could call you 700 bitch ass niggas. If you shoot me, you're going to jail and I'm not. Words are words. That's just how that go. That's just how that go. All right, she definitely was flirting, just took it too far. I'm not saying Sukihana shouldn't have been defended. Okay, you was making a joke. He did the open mouth kiss was too much. Hold on, wait, nah, nigga, I knew he was a clown. Okay, yeah, I know, I'm just saying, you know what I mean? I gotta say we, because how many black men was trying to defend this? You see what I'm saying? Society has never cared about hoes, and to be honest, we don't believe them until it's too late, which is sad because niggas marry hoes more than anything. Hoes get married the most. Hoes get the most. Top-notch hoes get the most, not the what?
The lesser.
Top-notch hoes get the most, not the?
Lesser.
He said it three times. Top-notch hoes get the most, not the?
Lesser.
That's very important. He said, I'm saying, we not gonna compare Suki to Kiki. We was kids rooting for Kiki in comparison. Who is Sukihana to us? Sukihana is a black woman in America to us.
She is a mother and daughter.
She is a mother and a daughter. And she's damn sure somebody who, shit, we saw something happen to. That's all I am going to say.
Period.
And she didn't like it.
Period. Because at the end of the day, who is your sister to us? Who is your mom to us? Who is your cousin, your aunt, your niece, your daughter to us? You would want somebody to care about them.
We all got hoes in our family, B. And if you think you don't got hoes in your family, your parents are great. Because that means that they done put you in a lifestyle that done let you not even want to question how they got that lifestyle. If you saw my pops right now, you'd never guess he did some of the things that he did growing up. When I wasn't around. When I wasn't born. You know? So the question is making it no. That we're not comparing them. I was just like, damn, I just made the comparison that it doesn't matter if you're a hoe or not, we're not gonna, niggas aren't properly protected because nobody's really giving a fuck about, they just kept quiet about the Kiki shit once we found out. And with Sukihana, we was damn near blaming her for him kissing her. So I'm saying that, like, women don't win, so just do what you want to do. You know, you only win by doing what you want to do, ladies. If you,
Mommy,
hold on. Emma
was thinking to put Winnie the Pooh in her orange juice and she wasted it.
If you want to be parenting, love it, right? If you want to be a hoe, just go ahead. If you want to be conservative, just go ahead. Because it doesn't matter regardless, because niggas are gonna have their own opinions of you, because perception is reality. It's their reality. It's not your reality. It's their reality. Hold on, wait. I don't have a position for hoes or feel they unworthy. No, I'm not talking about you. You know what I mean? Anytime somebody makes a comment, I then have to, you know, generalize it. I'm not going to do it for you. But what I am saying is, ladies, just go. Just go. Whatever you feel, go.
Robbing niggas.
Yeah, if you a tomboy, do it. Why? Because we already see Young and May is the most nigga bitch I've ever seen in my life, and Kodak Black still trying to fuck. It don't matter. If you want to be a hoe, be a hoe, okay? Tiana Trump is still getting dates. Brittany Renner is still getting pregnant by celebrities. Kim Kardashian is a fucking billionaire, damn near. And it all started from a sex tape. If you want to be a hoe, be a hoe. If you want to be a conservative, be conservative. Hillary Clinton does not look like she's ever had sex in her life. And she almost was the president. So if you want to be conservative, be conservative. If you want to be a hoe, be a hoe. If you want to be a tomboy, be a tomboy. You want me to tell you one thing I can say that all three of those women have in common? A part of the male species don't like them. A group of them niggas don't like them. I'm glad you didn't say that, because then I'm going to have to get into a whole thing about it being separate so they all can't be. But we're going to talk about that's a whole different podcast. So it don't matter, ladies. It don't.
If you like fucking, you might as well just go do that. It'd be smart to go make some money off it, but you might as well just go do that.
Because it doesn't fucking matter.
If you don't like fucking, you don't gotta feel like you gotta like fucking just because niggas told you that box is gonna dry up. Let that motherfucker dry up if you don't want no motherfucking well. Fuck it. Because niggas gonna talk shit regardless. If you wanna wear jeans and you got a fat ass, don't let no nigga tell you that ass gotta show. If you wanna wear mini skirts and you don't got no ass, don't let no nigga tell you you got a flat ass in that matter. Because they gonna hate regardless. And they also gonna fuck and spend money regardless. The same niggas that's hating is the same niggas that's gonna fuck and spend money if you ask them to fuck and or spend money. Speaking of which, don't ever have a problem asking a nigga to spend some money. Cause I'm never gonna have a problem asking you to spend some money, bitch. You gonna spend that shit. It's not a question, it's a guarantee. You gonna spend that shit. So you better feel comfortable asking to come spend that shit. You better feel. Fuck whether sex is happening or not, bitch. You better feel comfortable. Because one thing I will tell you, unless you shooting at that nigga and that nigga not shooting at you, if he's shooting at you, he want it. Now my question is, if he want it, is it free? Is anything else in a man's life that he want free? Why the fuck are you? This alleged blunt of alleged substance was not free. I wanted it. I had to go purchase it. This tray to roll alleged substance was not free. I wanted it.
Stole,
it was a gift in marriage. Oh, you thought it only worked the way where yours is mine is yours. No, all this shit mine. All this. Especially them lotions and them motherfucking sprays and shit that I be using on my hair before I go to work and shit, before I go to my podcast and shit. Those mine too. My bad, y'all. My bad. All of that shit mine. Especially the ones that you get for the fall collection, because I like the fall collection.
You better stay out of that shit.
I'm finna use that shit before I go to work. Yeah, but nah, dead ass. The shirt I got on costs money. This is 6 years worth of locks. I don't know how to do a fucking lock, nigga. I had to pay every time I wanted it. Why do niggas assume that getting a bitch gotta be free? Why is that the one thing that's the most difficult thing that's gonna benefit you the most if treated properly? Why is that the thing that niggas want for free? A lot of times, that's the reason the bitch don't stay, because it's free. Anything that you get for free, you gotta give back. I've noticed that. I go to the library and get a book right now. I gotta get that hoe back. It's not mine. It's not mine. It's not. It's for somebody else. Somebody else bought it. It's for someone else. So I have to give it back. That's why niggas be thinking y'all in relationships with these bitches and then y'all have to give them back. You thought that was your bitch, then you had to give it back. Why? Because you didn't properly pay for it. And if you spending money and you lost your bitch to a nigga that's doing it for free, that means that his potential to pay is more than your kinetic energy to pay. His potential energy to pay is way more than your kinetic energy to pay. You done spent 10 bands over a 5-year relationship. She met this nigga and he showed her $10,000 in his hand. His potential energy is so much higher than yours. Does that make it right? No. Does that make it logical? The same reason that you niggas say, oh, well, my bitch started gaining weight when I started fucking with her and she don't wear tight clothes no more, even though I tell her not to wear tight clothes, and she don't have her hair and makeup done, even though I used to pay for it and I don't pay for it no more. I'm going to go with the bitch that look better. It ain't right, but in your mind it's logical. Just like that bitch. Yeah, I mean, I could have been helping this nigga make $10,000 in his hand, but instead I just kept taking his fucking money and expecting him to make more. I didn't add no money to him. That's just subtracting money from him. We was wrong, fellas. We was wrong. We was wrong. We was motherfucking wrong, bro. We was motherfucking wrong. Everybody needs to message Keke Palmer in the Instagram inbox and just shower her with love and praise and support. Because how bad is it that you got to file a restraining order on the father of your child?
You ride fucking dog.
We need to call an address. What's her name?
Maria.
I want y'all to know, when I finish this episode, I'm finna come in there and bother y'all. I'm brushing every single hair. I'm pulling every toy out y'all toy box. Because y'all never come hang out with me when I'm not on my podcast. So I'm finna come hang out with y'all.
Get that comb right there.
Matter of fact, I'm gonna bring the podcast in there with the kids when they get dressed. Because obviously they won't be in here for the podcast. We gonna be in there. Pip Talk is going with the kids. You don't got no clothes on. You can't be on the episode right now. This is why you gotta have clothes on. Because I'm gonna put you on the episode. You see what I'm saying? We was wrong. We ride at dawn. We ride at dawn. With pitchforks and torches. I would say to this nigga house, but he lived with Keke Palmer. So we ride to his car. We ride, okay? And I would say beat that nigga ass, but to be honest, that ain't enough. That nigga need to go to jail and let prisoners deal. Let them beat his ass. Because let a county jail find out niggas is punching on Keke Palmer. This nigga's watching Aquila and the Bee in prison right now. That's the only movie they could watch. They know how to spell every word on the movie with Aquila in that bitch. Then they find out you to punch Keke Palmer, bro. They find out you to punch fucking Keke Palmer, bro. You know how many fucking times I watched Aquila in the Bee? You know how many fucking words I know how to spell because that fucking movie? Wait till Lawrence Fishburne sees this. Wait till Lawrence Fishburne sees this. This is ridiculous, bro. So maybe, look. So maybe when a nigga calls you an unfit mother because of the outfit that you wearing, maybe we need to background check that nigga first. Because we just assumed that Keke Palmer was an unfit mother. Like, we ain't background check Keke Palmer. We know her. We know Keke Palmer is a fit mother and a good woman and not a hoe out here all the time. We know this. We know these things. She was just in Nope. Y'all ain't seen Nope. That shit was good. God damn. I'm glad I grew facial hair. Because apparently, faceless, light-skinned, facial hairless, light-skinned niggas is dangerous. Thank God Chris Brown started growing that 5 o'clock shadow and shit. Because when he didn't have no facial hair, he was rocking hoes. Boom! Taking motherfuckers out. Look at G Herbo horrifying ass. Boom! Taking niggas out. NBA Youngboy, mid-tone, damn near light skin, no facial ass. Boom! Horrifying! NBA Youngboy, NBA motherfucking domestic violence boy. Boom! Slap a bitch, I don't give a fuck who it is. You got us fucked up. Add Darius to the list. Boom! How dare you spell my motherfucking argument, bitch? I don't give a fuck that you know what the word mean. Boom! Fuck our child. That's how niggas act. I had to grow facial hair. I'm going to get a full beard because light-skinned niggas without facial hair, horrifying.
Horrifying. Somebody go. Nah, Shamar Moore got that 5 o'clock shadow, don't he? It's shaved, but like you could see it. Like it's bearded. It's bearded up.
Somewhere.
Yeah. Light skinned niggas with no facial hair. Yes. When you think about it, the more that allegedly. Come on now. Come on now. Allegedly. Beat is crazy.
You say yes.
I mean, like, if a motherfucker didn't have what I asked them to have, then, you know.
Why would I be pissing at number six?
I don't know. But yeah, so look, I'm hurt. Because at the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, and all, God damn it, at the middle of the day, we were wrong. We were wrong. And that sucks. Actually, it doesn't. It doesn't. I would rather this nigga be a piece of shit and was gaslighting Keke Palmer and now we can out this nigga than Keke Palmer being an unfit mother and shit like that. I would rather there be more fit mothers, you know what I mean? So I'm kind of glad that this nigga got outed and it wasn't just a situation where Keke Palmer is actually ruining a good thing for Usher. I never thought that, but I'm kind of glad that that was never a thing. Think about the boldness of Keke Palmer in the midst of getting punched on to then go do a music video with Usher. He probably baseball batted her after that shit. I'm surprised he didn't kneecap Keke Palmer after he found out that she was in a video. I'm not gonna lie. Nice skin niggas be scary, bro. Like, and then he don't even look all that strong, so he probably be using weapons and shit. Like a bitch. He probably be throwing frying pans and shit. Gay ass. Nah, that shit. Gay meaning happy. Happy go lucky ass nigga. Bitch ass nigga. I don't like that shit. I don't like that shit. Because the next time I put my hands on a woman, I want it to be me and my woman jumping another woman because she tried to fight my woman.
You ain't gonna have to jump in her, I promise.
I know you got it, but I'm going to get my licks in just for the thought. Because especially if I just bought your hair and she pull on it, you might get beat up just because I got to rob you now for all the money I spent on this. So, like, you got it, of course. I know you going to win, but I'm still going to have to sweep the leg. Like, I ain't going to lie. I'm going to have to sweep the leg or something. I'm surprised more niggas don't fight because of that. So you telling me your bitch weave was $450? She getting a fight at the club and you not beating the bitch up too? Crazy. You're crazy. You're not finna fuck up my $500 weave. I don't know what you thought. I don't care if it's on her head or not. I bought it. Ain't that what women say? It's my hair. I bought it. Ain't that what women say? Well, it's my hair. I don't give a fuck it's on her head. I bought it. I'm finna whip your ass. Why you fuck my hair up? So we not hitting women, bro. That's wild. That's wild.
After you just said that, man.
That's wild. We not, what are we doing? You pushing your baby mama down with your child in your hand, bro? You need to go to jail, bro. We riding that door, bro.
Did you see what his brother said?
What his brother said?
His brother tweeted and was like, "This is the most disgusting, vile, abusive, manipulative person I have ever encountered in my entire life. Abuses almost everyone. Y'all will see. Just send positive energy to the babies. Any child in the middle of something like this does not deserve it at all." He was talking about Keke Palmer, though. Darius Jackson's brother tweeted that about Keke Palmer.
After the videos came out, hey dog, look, I know the rule in the black community is defend in public, discipline in private. I feel like there should be like nuance to that. Like, this is a situation where you want to distance yourself as far as possible from video evidence of a motherfucker being a domestic abuser. You just kind of push yourself away from that as far as possible, bro. As far as possible. Do you have anything else to add? All right, hold on. Let me wrap up real quick. Let me go ahead and wrap up because I'm hurt. I'm hurt by this. I'm genuinely hurt by this. So I'm gonna go ahead and wrap up. Okay. As men, we admit that we're wrong, not enough. And this is a moment where men on social media, we was wrong, bro. We was wrong about this Keke Palmer situation completely. It hurts me to even say it. She is over there fighting for her life. You know what I mean? Figuratively and literally. Fighting for her child's life, literally. And we thought that she was... What was the term that we used as niggas? Ruining a happy home. To go be a whore with Usher. That was how it was said, right?
So happy to go and be a single mother.
So ready to be a single mother. So ready.
So ready.
Fucking up such a great thing that you have. Your baby daddy just wants to be there. How many baby daddies want to be there? Yours wants to be there. That's what we said. That's what we said. And it wasn't even me saying that shit. I got video evidence of me saying the other shit. But I'm still going to be on, or I'm still going to have to stand with niggas and say that we was wrong. We. And I've explained multiple ways in this podcast that we can fix this. Will we take heed? I don't give a fuck. Y'all gonna keep watching and keep spending that money. It sure got the pimp. And I don't put no hoes on the strip. Use a smooth talker, a swift hand to break down a bitch and still respect that get energy. Effort. It's the time that is spent. My time is money. So they're gonna reimburse every cent. If that don't make sense, you was not listening to. Fuck that. Fuck that. If that don't make sense, please stop beating bitches up. I feel like I've ended a unfortunately large amount of episodes with that. And if that don't make sense, please stop beating bitches up. There's multiple episodes that I've said this on, and I'm starting to like, I shouldn't know that this is a trend. There's been enough situations on social media. There's been enough situations in pop culture that end with me saying, stop beating bitches up. Why is that? Because niggas is beating bitches up and y'all need to stop beating bitches up. Jesus Christ.
If you want to talk about it for real, this is really not new. It's just getting brought to the light with social media.
Oh, shit. Oh, yeah. Niggas was beating bitches up way more when we was growing up.
Been killing bitches. It's really been real out here.
Social media, y'all say how much y'all hate social media. That's because y'all was hiding the fact that y'all was beating bitches up. And y'all didn't want people to be on social media, because now on social media, you can't be a deadbeat without people knowing it. You can't beat bitches up without people knowing it. You can't be doing foul shit without people knowing it. And you can't be motherfucking snaking a whole bunch of thousands of people without people knowing it. We gonna catch your ass. We gonna see it. It's cameras everywhere. It's recorders everywhere. It's phones everywhere. Stop beating bitches up. It's even ring lights in front of other people's house. So now you can't even beat your bitch up on your own porch. What is the world coming to? You know I had to say. What is the world coming to when you can't even beat your bitch up on your own porch? A good world. A world I want to live in. Because you shouldn't be beating bitches up. God. Can I even say I love you guys at the end of this episode? I love you motherfuckers? Like,
I don't love you niggas.
I don't love you niggas.
I don't love you niggas that beat bitches up.
Yeah, I don't love you niggas that beat bitches up, bro. I damn sure don't love the Darius nigga that...
Or the nigga in the comments that was making excuses for the...
No, he... Nigga. Yeah, that nigga immediately stopped commenting. Other people started talking. That nigga immediately stopped coming. That was funny. That y'all go up in the comments. Y'all go see it. That nigga immediately stopped coming. He was like, oh, I think I made a mistake. Oh, man. I don't think he saw the video. He got to go watch the video. I mean, he should have. Like I said, we need to believe bitches. Yeah, we need to start believing these women.
You see what I'm saying? Yes, women be lying. That's why there needs to be a law in place that when you lie, you go to jail. So that way we can automatically believe you until we don't believe you. And then we don't believe you, you go your ass to jail. Just like if a nigga lied, he going to jail. Because if a nigga lied about punching you, and then he punched you, he going to jail. So if you said that he punched you, this and he didn't,
better punched you,
he better have punched your ass. Because I'm going to believe you first, and the law is going to believe you. And then as soon as this nigga be like, hey, I got a video of me not punching her. Okay, lock her ass up. Lock her ass up. Lock her ass up. Okay? Derrick Rose was so lit. All this bitch got to do is pay damages. Fuck that. Derrick Rose was like, look, we didn't rape this. Oh, what the fuck? We trained the fuck out this bitch. Matter of fact, I'm the one that's rich. I went forth. I'm the one that got the bitch, and I went forth. And she talking about I didn't rape her, and I'm the fourth nigga. None of the broke niggas going to jail but me is what you trying to do. Nah, bitch, defamation of character, bitch. Defamation.
No, ho.
Ain't no way I'm going forth in the train and going to jail for it. Wow. First off, Derrick Rose, have some decorum.
Right.
You the one with the NBA. Bro, you got a signature shoe.
You should have went first and got out of there.
This nigga should have went first, and then she should have drove to the other nigga she had to have sex with. Like, why am I fucking bitches in the same hotel room building as y'all? Y'all are my nigga. She'll be there. This nigga went for it, being nice and shit. That hoe back, bro. And that hoe was fine, too. And that hoe was fine, too. So, you waited until she done got rawed out. Started looking sweaty and damaged and shit before you wanted it.
Maybe that's how you like it.
But wanted a little steak on it first. He's like, all right, bitch, I couldn't train you today. All right, so go work out a little bit before you come in here. Like a bitch fresh off the basketball court. It's Young God the Pimp. I love you guys.